You two have ruled out a large U.S. combat force, yet you support sending in special operations forces to Syria and sending those 100 to 200 troops to Iraq to do exploitation kill raids. We've already lost one Delta Force member in a raid. It's looked very much to me like we're already in ground combat on frequent trips I've made there. So are you fooling Americans when you say we're not putting American combat troops back into Syria or Iraq?
No, not at all. I think that what we're facing with ISIS is especially complicated. It was a different situation in Afghanistan. We were attacked from Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda was based in Afghanistan. We went after those who had attacked us. What's happening in Syria and Iraq is that because of the failures in the region, including the failure of the prior government in Baghdad, led by Maliki, there has been a resurgence of Sunni activities as exemplified by ISIS. And we have to support Sunni Arab and Kurdish forces against ISIS, because I believe it would be not only a strategic mistake for the United States to put ground combat troops in, as opposed to special operators, as opposed to trainers, because that is exactly what ISIS wants. They've advertised that.